Okay, and I would now like to invite our current editor-in-chief, Elizabeth Rotherham, to give our closing remarks.
Hello, everyone. Thank you so much for joining us today. My name is Elizabeth Rotherham, and I am the current editor-in-chief for the North Dakota Law Review. On behalf of the North Dakota Law Review, we sincerely hope that you enjoyed today's Energy Law Symposium, featuring our distinguished speakers. As we close out the day, I would like to thank a few people and organizations that made it all possible. First, thank you to our speakers who took the time out of their busy schedules to present here today. We cannot thank you enough for sharing your knowledge on these important energy law related topics. Second, thank you to Crowley Fleck, PLLP, for sponsoring this symposium. We are so grateful for the support, and we are so glad we've been able to carry out this partnership and tradition of hosting the Energy Law Symposium in Bismarck. This event is important to North Dakota, and the firm's financial generosity means so much to the North Dakota Law Review. Third, thank you to the State Bar Association of North Dakota for their continued support. We feel so privileged to have such a strong relationship with the State Bar. Fourth, the Law Review would like to thank the University of North Dakota School of Law for their constant support. So many people at the law school came together to make the day a success. But a special thank you to Dean Pappas for all the support and encouragement this year. Another special thank you to Professor McGinnis, our faculty advisor, for his constant support and guidance throughout the symposium and the Law Review in general. His guidance has been invaluable. The North Dakota Law Review is truly blessed to have so many people that care about the success of this organization. Thank you to Beth Moe, Julie Simon, Sherry Treader, Mike Hansen, David Haberman, Dalton Erickson, and Dean Parrish for all their behind-the-scenes work that they have done to make this day successful. The Law Review would also like to thank Bismarck State College for allowing us to host the event here. Also, a special thank you to the UND Alumni Association and Foundation for sponsoring symposium events as well. Thank you to the editors of the North Dakota Law Review, especially co-symposium editors Caitlin Baker and Haley Finch. These ladies are outstanding, and they have done so much work to make sure today went off without a hitch, and I think they've been pretty successful. So thank you, and I hope you guys are able to sit back and enjoy the rest of the evening. Also, we have our managing editor here, Austin Eggel, our student articles editor here, Jackson Elmquist, and our incoming editor-in-chief here, Erica Solberg. Thank you for being here and for always supporting all the work that we do. And we also have a few of our members here as well. Again, thank you to each of you for attending this event. Your support makes all of this possible, and we sincerely hope that you enjoyed the 2023 Energy Law Symposium. Please keep a lookout for our recently published issue, 98-1, and our upcoming issues, 98-2, and the companion issue for the symposium, which will be 98-3, coming later this fall, which will highlight some of the speakers that presented here today. So, on behalf of the North Dakota Law Review, thank you to everyone, planners, attendees, and speakers, for gathering here today and exploring these important topics. We want to invite each of you to the reception happening after this notes have wrapped up, and I hope you all have a great time. At this time, we